Welcome to the Evalytic Bites Tips and Tricks podcast, where we share practical tidbits you can use today to get maximum business results from your marketing and business communication efforts.
Hey everyone, Karen Strabos here, Marketing Manager at Evalytic. Today I would like to chat about the need for changes in the communication space post the pandemic. Communication has become so important, and not just with your customers and shareholders, but with employees too, especially for those companies that have adopted a more flexible working environment. So in the spirit of this, I wanted to share some of the trends to keep in mind as you prepare your communication strategy for the new year. Trend one, the need for an internal communication strategy. According to a study from KPMG, 69% of CEOs internationally will be downsizing office space, and this is most definitely a trend that we are seeing right here in South Africa. The need for internal communication is even more important in this new remote or a hybrid way of working, which a lot of companies are adopting now. If you don't have an internal communication strategy, you run the risk of employees disengaging and possibly leaving, or staying and not being productive. Trend two, increased focus on privacy and security. Consumers demand privacy of their data, so it's imperative that you're doing all the right things to give them the sense of security. From a direct marketing perspective, it's important that we know where we got our data from, and as marketers, that we are clear on what the POPIA guidelines tell us. Many marketers were advised to re-opt in their entire customer base as an example, but this is not what POPIA says. Arming yourself with the right information is imperative to avoid losing out on business. So have a listen to our POPIA podcasts where Elizabeth De Stadler breaks it down in an easy to understand way. We also have a POPIA blog category on www.evalytic.co.za that shares common questions that our customers have had. Trend three, data science continues to boom. Nothing is unimportant when it comes to customer data and how you can use this information to help add additional value to your customers' lives. For example, you can gather data like the type of items they are purchasing, how they use your product or service, and feedback via surveys to better understand their preferences and reactions to promotions or price increases. So finding patterns in your customers' shared experiences or situations can also allow for far better personalization or segmentation. Once you have all this data, you can connect it to your communication platform to send out really strategic, automated journeys, adding value at every step of the way. This can give you a massive competitive advantage. Trend four, marketers are becoming more customer-centric. You know, in the past, marketers were predominantly focused on driving new business, but that's no longer an option. The customer should have a consistent experience from the very beginning, as prospects, all the way to when they become loyal customers and advocates. Automated communications and predefined journeys allow you to do this at scale, freeing up your customer-facing teams to focus on driving business within the customer environment in a far more strategic way. They can really be hands-on while providing helpful and valuable content that is sent automatically to those customers. Trend five, meaningful customer experiences are key. According to Statista, 90% of consumers find personalization appealing. This is not just basic personalization like greeting a contact by name, but really understanding their needs and personalizing their content based on that. Imagine knowing that every time you receive content in your inbox from a brand, that it is something speaking to your needs. It makes you feel like the brand really gets you. An e-consultancy shared a stat where 93% of companies have experienced an increase in conversion rates from using personalization. Amazing, right? And what marketer doesn't want to increase conversions? Brands need to really capitalize on this to stand out from the competition, as it's really fierce out there. And finally, trend six, email marketing automation will expand and intensify. Personalizing email marketing campaigns can be tedious if done manually. For example, many brands create different mailers for different audience segments, and it's time-consuming. This is why so many businesses are turning to automation. By using automated journey management, email marketers can easily integrate personalization into their email strategies. It may sound complex and scary, but it's really not. And sending triggered emails based on a customer's behavior is effective for both acquisition and transforming customers into loyal brand advocates. You spend time upfront on creating the journey and subsets of that journey, and then you let it manage the journey for each contact on autopilot. You can almost forget about it completely, as it does all the work in the background, pulling in personalized messaging based on a user's preferences, behavior, and engagement. All you need to do is tweak as and when needed to ensure that your content is enticing and that you are reaching your objectives. And the stats speak for themselves. Instapage showed that when using automation, 90% of businesses have had higher customer retention rates. 14.5% have seen an increase in sales productivity, 77% an increase in conversions, and 152% higher click-through rates. So why should we care about these trends? By implementing an internal communication strategy, you end up with motivated employees, which filters down to the customer. Showing your customers that you understand them, caring about their privacy, while at the same time gather information to personalize and continue to add value is key to creating customer experiences that are meaningful. Think about it. Acquiring a new customer can cost 5 times more than retaining an existing one. It's a no-brainer. And the fact that marketers are getting more and more involved after the sale creates a consistent feel for the customer, which is really, really exciting. And then finally, using automation gives us time to be hands-on, to be thinking about the strategy and helping our customers in many different ways, actually focusing on the strategic content that goes into these automated series of emails. As a brand, this is something that's going to make you stand out from the rest. And if you get these things right, the sky's the limit. If you've enjoyed these tips and would like to learn how to implement these types of strategies, head over to our blog at evolytic.co.za/blog. Until next time, bye.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.